Earlier this week, Iran attempted to launch a rocket carrying a satellite into space. But the Trump administration says their goal is really to develop long-range weapons. NPR's Jeff Brumfield looks into what Iran is up to.
The rocket launched before dawn. That was video of the liftoff posted to an Iranian government Instagram feed. Iran later said it failed. The satellite it was carrying, built by an Iranian university and designed to monitor things like trees and farmland, was lost. But that did not stop President Trump from making a pointed accusation about the launch.
The Iranian regime tested a space launch vehicle, which failed, that will provide Iran with critical information if it didn't fail, that they could use to pursue intercontinental ballistic missile capability.
Trump says the rocket launch was really about building a better missile, one that could hit the United States. So, Iran claims its rockets are for scientific research. The Trump administration says it's all a cover for weapons. Is there any way to tell who's right? Marcus Schiller is the founder of ST Analytics, an independent consultancy in Germany. He spent a lot of time looking at Iran's space program, and he says there are links to the military. For example, the engines Iran uses on its space rockets have a military origin.
It is actually a missile engine.
But Schiller says it's not a very good missile engine. It's an old design from the Soviet Union, picked up by the North Koreans and later transferred to Iran. It's clunky and inefficient. To get even a small payload into space requires the rocket to be huge. It takes weeks to set up. Also, Schiller says, based on photos, Iran's space rocket can't work as a missile. The second stage is just too small. To him, the launch looks non-threatening.
Iran always claims that they don't want to build an ICBM, but they want to pursue the space program, and that's what I'm seeing right now.
But a peaceful space program could still be a step towards developing long-range missiles, right? Well, not necessarily.
If you look at the history of missile development worldwide, space launch activity has never been decisive.
Michael Elliman is a physicist at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. In fact, he says, in every case he can think of, it's gone the other way around. Nations don't turn their rockets into missiles. They turn old missiles into rockets. So the technologies are linked, but it's not a straight line. And Elliman questions whether the space program should be the focus.
I think we're spending a lot of political capital complaining about something that is not a direct threat or risk to the United States or the international community.
Instead, he says the U.S. should keep the emphasis on much shorter range Iranian missiles. Those missiles are used by proxy groups like rebels in Yemen to threaten U.S. allies in the region. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.